Mesechtas Challah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. The pasuk says, "Reishis arisei sechem." The first of your dough should be given as challah. Arisei sechem, your dough excludes dough that belongs to Hektish, that's given to the Beis Hamikdash. However, that's only if Hektish owns it at the time when the obligation for challah comes, which is when the dough becomes fully kneaded. So this is discussed in the Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel. Hekdisha isasa ad shlegogla. If she's maktish, she sanctifies the dough, she gives it away to the Beis Hamikdash. She maktish the dough ad shlegogla before the dough is kneaded. Upadasa, and then she redeemed it before it was kneaded, and then she kneads the dough. Chayavis is going to be obligated in challah because at the time that the dough is kneaded, she had already redeemed it and it was private owned. Misha Gilgala Upadasa, after it was already kneaded, she was maktish it. And then Padasa, she redeemed it. Then Chayavah, she's obligated in separating challah, since at the time that it was kneaded, it was still hers, it was in her possession, she was only maktish it afterwards. So then the Chiyav to take off challah already came into play, and it doesn't remove when she's maktish it, and even when she redeems it, she's going to have to take off challah. However, Hikdishasa Achle Gilgala, if she's maktish it before it was needed, the Gilgala Gizbar, and then the Gizbar, the manager over the property of the Beis Hamikdash, he's the one that needed it while it was under his ownership, Hektish's ownership. Va'acharkach Padasa, and then she redeems it, Petura, it is exempt from Chala, Shevashas Chayvasa, because at the time when the obligation would come, Haisa Petura, it was exempt because at the time that it was needed, it was owned by Hektish. Mishnah Dalas has a similar halacha regarding Meiser. Kiyetzavai, similar to this, Hamaktish Peraisav, someone who is Maktish his produce, he gives his produce to Hektish. Achle Bo Linus HaMeisers, before they reach the stage of Linus HaMeisers, the time when they become set and obligated to Meiser, when they're fully processed. So before they were fully processed, he was maktish it, upadan, and he redeemed it before they were processed, and then he processed it after he redeemed it. Chayavim, they're obligated to meiser. Umishabo la'inus ha'meisris, once it had already set that it reached the stage to be obligated to meiser, then he was maktish it only afterwards, after it was already obligated to meiser, upadan, and he redeemed it. Chayavim, he's obligated to meiser because the obligation had already come before he was maktish it. Hikdishan achale nigmru, if he was maktish it before the produce was fully processed, ugemara na gizbar, and then the gizbar, the manager of Hektish, he finished the processing, and that's when it should have become obligated to meiser. Va'agakach padan, and then the original owner redeemed it, peturin, they're exempt from meiser. Why? Shebashas chayvasan, at the time when they were supposed to be obligated, the einus ha'meisers, when it's fully processed, hayu peturin, they were exempt because at that time it belonged to Hektish.